the 30th of October, Wednesday. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Radio Veritas and to Kids Corner here on Veritas. It's Frances, and today I want us to talk just a little bit more about Mary. And I have been thinking about when I was at school, and I was, as I told some of you earlier, I was at a Marist Brothers school. One of the attributes of Mary that they used to talk about was simplicity. Now, what does simplicity or simpleness mean really in our lives? And that's a difficult question to answer. It's one of those things I've had to think about a lot in my life. What does it mean to lead a simple life? So sometimes that word simplicity can be linked to people not having a lot of education. But I don't think that's what's going on here. I think there's something about Mary just being an ordinary person. Mary wasn't a princess. She wasn't a fairy. She didn't come from wealth or from a big influential family. She was just an ordinary person who said a big yes to God. And there's something about her yes. It's without limitations. So it means she doesn't say, yes, I'll do this, but. Do you ever say to your parents, yes, I'll clean my bedroom, but you have to let me watch TV this evening? My child does that sometimes. We quite often want to put limitations on our yes. Yes, I'll do this, but then you need to do that. When we have moments with a yes without limitations, they can be really beautiful. Sometimes I see that with children when they play together. Can I play with you? And the answer is just yes. And sometimes you see it with yes, so long as you do such and such. But there's something beautiful and generous when we are able to just say yes in a big way. There is a story from the 20th century that I like about a big yes, if you like. And that story comes from the moon landing. Do you all know that in the 1960s, the Americans put men on the moon? And the first man walked on the moon. Do you remember what his name was? That's right, it was Neil Armstrong. And the whole world saw pictures. They not only heard Neil Armstrong land on the moon, they saw pictures of the landing that they saw seconds after it happened that were relayed back to Earth. And at that time, in order to help them do this, NASA, the American space agency, had to find help from other countries to do this. It was such a big thing that one country couldn't pull it off on its own. And one of the places that helped was Australia. And Australia has a huge satellite dish in parks. And I love this. It stands in a sheep field. It stood there in the 1960s, and it still is in a field filled with sheep. It's a very simple place. It's a farming community far away from a city. Big satellites that look at the stars always need to be in rural areas. They can't be in cities because in cities we have light pollution. So they're always out in rural places. So this one is in a field with some sheep. It was there then, and it still is in a field with sheep. And the Americans went to go, and they went to have a contract with the Australians. And they were used to very complex contracts in which, you know, you must do this, and then we'll do that, and then you must do this, and we must all agree to do X, Y, and Z. And they brought a whole lot of lawyers. And there was an engineer who was in charge of the satellite dish, not a lawyer. This is significant because engineers tend to think of simple solutions. And he listened to everybody arguing backwards and forwards about could they help and what would the consequences be. And after a while he said, I don't like your contract. It sounds too complex. I think the contract should read something like this, that we at Parks will help you in whatever way we can to put a man on the moon. And that was the contract. And there's something very beautiful in its simplicity. It reminds me of friendships. It reminds me of how we say yes to God. That God invites us to just say, I will help you. I will help you to build a better world. I will be loving. Even if we listen to the words of the Our Father, they're very simple sentences. You know, Our Father in heaven, Your name is holy. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Simple sentences. And I think that's what our prayer life should be. It should be simple, not too complex. That we should just offer our hearts to God. And then whatever happens, happens. Like Mary, we want to be able to say yes, simply, with an open heart. So let's close our eyes and let's ask Mary to pray for us. Mary, you said yes to Jesus being your son. You said yes to the Father. You said yes to the Holy Spirit. Help me to say yes to Jesus. Help me to trust and give him my heart and my love. Amen.